Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Maybe by now you have seen this videotape of three Miami-Dade officers who were placed on administrative duty after live television shots showed them throwing a suspect to the ground and punching and kicking him in the head Wednesday after a high-speed chase. And according to Frank Bonney, who is an assistant director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, we saw some actions that concerned us. If action is warranted, we'll take it. The chase began when a driver in a sport utility vehicle with stolen plates flashed a gun at officers, according to the police version. During the chase, Miami television station showed a gunshot pierced windshield on a pursuing police car. No officers were hit by any gunfire, but one officer was struck by the SUV and may have suffered a broken arm. I saw the videotape, and it shows this guy running through backyards. He's wrestled to the ground. I don't see the punches, but I do see one cop run around to where this guy's head was and kicked three times. So we wanted to talk to somebody in law enforcement about law enforcement procedure, and I haven't had time to pre-screen this guy, but I know my producer, Mike Schaefer, has. So who do we have on the line here, Mike? His name is Dave, and he is... We don't need the Highway Patrol theme. Hello, Dave, are you there?
Oh, yes, sir, I am.
Dave, what are you a cop?
No, sir, I'm not, but I'm studying law enforcement and criminal justice at L.A. Mission College.
You're not a police officer, though?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, were you not able to get... all right, so we have a student on the line, and...
But I am studying toward becoming a member of LAPD. I do want to join the police academy, and...
All right, so you're a prospective police officer?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, tell me what you see from the standpoint of being a law enforcement student, Dave. What is your last name?
Phil, my last name is Oliver, and I live in Monterey Park currently.
Okay, Dave, and you are an aspiring police officer.
Yes, sir.
All right, tell me what you think from... Have you seen this videotape?
Yes, sir, I have seen the videotape, and I think that while it's unfortunate that Miami-Dade cops were caught in the act of subduing this suspect, I think in some areas of this country, the police have a difficult time. A lot of high-crime areas of this country.
But on the videotape, they show that one of the police officers kicking this guy, at least. Do you agree with that?
Well, see, that's just it. If there hadn't been some joker with a video camera, let me just say, I say this from the standpoint of someone who, not only do I want to be a police officer, but I want to be very clear, I would like to be a member of LAPD.
Okay.
I think LAPD, is like the best police department in the world, and I don't know nothing about Miami-Dade. I do know that all police officers work really hard, but if they do their job, and there's some joker standing there with a camera that his wife gave him for Christmas, then you wouldn't have known about it. And they wouldn't be there, this publicity, and these cops are trying to do their job, and their rights to privacy have been violated by some joker with a TV camera, okay? That his kids gave him for Christmas or something. And
it wasn't a guy with a... It was up in a helicopter. Look, it was a news cam. It was not a guy. It wasn't a private citizen. This videotape of these officers kicking that guy...
Okay, all right, so it's some tabloid show. But the point is, these police have a right to privacy to do their job, okay? And if someone is shoving a camera in your face, I guess you wouldn't want to be doing no good job either. If you're shoving a camera in a cop's face, then they'll do a deal that a lot of the police call blue flu. And I don't know...
Well, I'm familiar with what blue flu is. That's when you stop working, right?
Well, they'll start to not have the ability to defend and protect people if you want to keep pushing a camera in their face. And I think what's going on in Miami, and I think what went on in Philadelphia, and I think...
But wait a second. Is that proper police procedure? Kicking that guy in the head, was that proper police procedure?
Mr. Henry, that's something that's between the police... And the defendant that they're, kicking, I mean, that's really not none of your business, okay?
Well, how is that not any of my business? I'm a taxpayer.
No, but what I'm saying is, just let the police do their job. They have a right to privacy, okay? It's in the Constitution of the United States of America that you have a right to privacy, okay?
So the police have a right to privacy for what?
They have a right to, if they're going to kick this guy's head in, to be private about it. And not have no people with a camera.
Oh, no, come on. You're saying...
No, I'm saying the whole reason why this thing got out of hand in the first place is because some joker with a video camera that his wife gave him for his birthday said, hey, I think I'll mess up some cops' lives today. I think I'll go out and I'm going to be like, one of them dudes who gets his, like, America's Home Videos or something, man. So he gets his video camera, he goes out, he messes up some cop's life who's trying to protect you, and that's it, okay? And what the police do is to defend and protect. That's the slogan of every police department in America, to defend and protect. And
that's the slogan of the LAPD is protect and serve, not defend and protect.
Well, I mean, whatever, but I think it should be more illegal to videotape police officers doing their job, their government employees, because let me tell you, for some reason, when an African-American sees a white cop beating up an African-American, okay, I understand, they take it personal. I mean, have any of them African-Americans ever met Rodney King? No. And besides, if you think this was a Rodney King deal, let me tell you something, man. LAPD does it up. Okay? Yeah, high five to the lawman of LAPD.
Okay, hold on. You're saying a lot of things here, Dave, and I don't know what a lot. You're saying the LAPD does it up. Yeah,
they did, man. When they did Rodney King, they did it up, man. And they know three kicks to the head, okay?
And so you encourage this kind of behavior?
No, sir, I do not, okay? But I'm saying that when you got a bad guy going through your neighborhood, all right, and I think what
is the main, and I want to get this straight, all right, because I'm hearing you say a lot of things here, Dave. You want to be a cop, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you want to be in the LAPD, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're talking about Miami-Dade police and police procedure. You saw these cops kick this guy three times in the head on a videotape. Is that proper police procedure?
Okay, I would just answer that question by saying, a lot of African-Americans take it personally.
Yeah, is it proper?
No, hold on for a minute, okay?
Is it proper police procedure?
The kick to the head is what is called a runner's fee, man. Okay?
And what is a runner's fee?
That's what a runner gets, man. If you run from a cop, you get a kick to the head. It's called a runner's fee.
And that's what cops call it.
That's what cops call it, okay? Now, when the officer says to you, put your hands in the air, get on the ground, you comply. If you do not comply and you decide to flee, man, you're going to pay the fee. You flee, you pay the fee. And I will say one more thing. How come African-American people take it personal because some other dude got his head busted in? They don't know Rodney King, okay? I mean, you're not black, but did you know Rodney King?
No, I didn't know Rodney King, and I don't think they're taking it personally on that level. They're saying, well, that's a black guy, another black guy, getting beaten up by a cop.
Well, that's the whole thing, man. They get all whacked out of shape, okay?
And a runner's fee.
What?
A runner's fee?
That's what it's called, man. You flee, you pay the fee, man.
Okay, this is Dave Oliver. He's an aspiring LAPD police officer. He's taking law enforcement and criminal justice at LA Mission College, and he's on the line talking to us about the Miami police and what they went through with this guy who ran. They very clearly are seen kicking the guy. I didn't see any punches, but I didn't see the tape all that carefully. And among other things, Dave, you are basically saying that some joker with a video camera invaded the right to privacy that a cop has to cave in a guy's head privately. That's what you're saying, right?
I'm saying that a police officer has a reasonable expectation of privacy while he's busting on a guy, yeah.
Okay. And the Miami cops, they had that violated?
Yes, sir, I believe that they did. And that the black folks take this stuff too personally, too. Not like none of them out there ever knew Rodney King, okay?
So that, all right, well, now, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Okay, so a police officer has a reasonable right to expect privacy while he's kicking a guy. And the other thing is that if there hadn't been a joker there taking a videotape, then none of this would be a big publicity thing and the police would be doing their job. And then the other point that he tried to raise was that if you keep videotaping cops like this, maybe someday they'll decide they don't want to do their job, which I take all of that as like a threat from this kid. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry's show. And
one more thing, Mr. Henry. Way to go, LAPD. You do it up.
Okay, forget it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
all these black folks take it personal.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I talk off the air sometime to our guests. This is Phil Henry. This is the Phil Henry Show. Dave Oliva is my guest, an aspiring police officer, goes to L.A. Mission College, takes law enforcement and criminal justice there. How far away are you from actually being able to take a test to enter the L.A. Police Academy, Dave? Well, I probably... Oh, there he is. Dave, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
How far away are you from taking the test?
Right. I have another year to go before I'm comfortable to take the test before next summer.
All right. You were saying that African-Americans shouldn't get upset when they see another African-American beaten by police. Why?
Well, because they take it personal or something, man. It's not like they're getting beat up. That's another dude entirely. And I think that the African-American people need to separate themselves away from other African-Americans. Okay, you see this guy getting his head busted wide open? That's not you, okay? Be thankful it's not you. And don't be, like, wanting to burn down the city or wanting to start a riot and set fire to a grocery store because some dude that ain't even you, man, got his head busted clean open. That's just ignorant, okay? And so that's what everybody who makes them videotapes of the police officers doing their job, that's what they want them to do.
All right, 1-800-449. Don't take it personally, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Hemet on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. If it's like, you know, nobody's supposed to be taping them, how come half of the cops have video cameras on the front of their cars to tape what they're doing? So that there's proof of what's really going on.
Well, I mean, what that's about, okay, is...
That's a good question. Why are they videotaping? They're taping themselves. I've even met some police officers who carry tape recorders with them.
To protect themselves and the person that they're beating up.
That's to videotape the bad guy, not them.
And to protect themselves to prove what, that they're not using unjustifiable
that's
force.
That's not my understanding, okay? My understanding, see, police don't want no videotape on them because that's just, you know.
Because they're dirtier than we are half the time, and you don't know, so that way there's proof for everybody.
Number one, okay, I don't know who you're talking about. I happen to respect the police. They work a long time to keep, where do you live, Hemet?
How come you don't like you're
where you
qualified
live?
For another year to be a cop? What's
because I'd like to
up?
Study more law enforcement. I want to get my criminal justice double AA degree. You live in Hemet, man. They'll bust into your trailer some night. What you going to do now?
Look, I'm from L.A. I've only lived out here a year.
Okay, but what if they bust into your trailer?
What was that?
What if they bust into your trailer like
I
some guy?
I don't live in a trailer, thank you. And they, trailers have different laws than houses.
What if some dude wants to, like, rape you or whatever and busts into your, wherever, what it is you live in?
I'd probably kill him if I could.
Yeah, you and what army?
Well, what is this supposed to be?
And it wouldn't put me in danger. I would use as much force as I could to hurt
you. You wouldn't want to have a police officer come out?
By the time they got here and decided what they were going to do on their priority call, who knows what could have happened?
I know what this is all about, Phil. She's got a boyfriend who's inside. He's probably a methamphetamine freak. She's waiting for him to get out.
Oh my!
You're assuming an awful lot.
Well, she has no respect for law enforcement, and I think that's sad in this day and age. A young girl like this. Young and she's probably fine looking, and you don't have no respect for a man in uniform.
No,
are
I
you
do,
fine?
But I bet you gotta sweet. Watch out because they're dirtier than you sometimes.
Damn
you
it.
Don't know who's who.
I'd rather coming down the street. I'd rather have a cop than some meth freak who's out in some interior California county jail.
Boy, that's. I mean, you are really.
Well, I'm sorry. I tell it like it
Where
is.
Where did you grow up?
You know, one of the things about me. I tell it like it is.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Monterey Park, California, man.
In the barrio?
No, man. I don't grow up in no barrio, man. I grew up in a neighborhood. And I grew up in Monterey Park, California.
Well, that's a quality city.
In the 1970s, man. Hey, I take it over Hemet, man. We got some crazy miner drinking the bad water out there or whatever you all doing.
Like I said, I'm from L.A.
I bet you're fine
looking.
Are you fine looking? I bet you
what
are.
What does that have to do?
Because you better keep your trailer locked up at night,
I
man.
Told you, I don't live in a trailer. I'm not trailer trash.
Where do you live? In Hemet?
In a house, like most people.
You live in Hemet, you don't live in no trailer.
What?
You live in Hemet, you don't live in no trailer.
It shows how much you know.
Okay, I find
that. A lot of Hemet isn't trailer.
I find it very difficult to believe.
That what, over well, half what? Of the houses here are houses?
If you live in Hemet and you don't live on something on wheels, something's wrong.
Well, why are they...
It just is.
Something's wrong with your head.
No, man. You know what's wrong with somebody's head?
The dude
who got a boot to his head.
All right. Thank you very much. 1-800. We're going to be talking about geography here and good.
You know, Hemet actually has some good single family residences, and there's also.
Well, you never mind about Hemet.
Well, I was looking around for an apartment.
That's fine. We're talking about other stuff, which has to do with the Miami cops. And
all the houses in Hemetville have outhouses 20 feet from the main house, and I happen to know that for a fact.
Great. We're talking about Miami.
I've never been there, but I understand.
They got a lot of beach. Great. Here is San Jose on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I just want to tell you that this monkey, this ape, this caveman you're talking to is way out of line.
Monkey?
Absolutely. You sound like a monkey. You act like a monkey. You think like a monkey.
So monkeys talk and go to school?
Monkeys see and do. I guess, you know, they've got a gorilla that can use sign.
You know, that's
sign
racist.
So I'm sure you can't look at guys.
Yeah, that's racist, baby, okay?
No, racist nothing.
Yeah, you're being racist, all right?
Am I?
So
what's your race?
Why don't I just call you some skanky old white trash
that's
bitch,
right.
You know?
That's right. What's your race?
That's right.
What's your race?
What's your race, baby?
No, I asked you first.
Ahead.
I'll tell you
I
after
asked you
tell
first.
Me.
No, you ain't going to tell me. You're going to tell me now. You do what the man tells you to do.
I don't think you're going to college because I don't think you graduated from high school. I don't think you're a woman.
I don't think you got nothing inside your head, okay?
There is no way you are going to pass any kind of police force test.
You know something? I'll mark it.
Whoa. Hold on.
Hey.
What are we talking? Hold on. Hold on. Who are we talking to? You guys are. This is the most juvenile thing that I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
Are you people going to have a conversation? And
she started it. She started by calling me a monkey.
All right. Well, that may well have been, but let's move on to the case in point. And
this skank bitch here.
Will you stop it with the skank b word?
Phil,
it's skanky man.
Hold on for a minute.
You're what?
I'm in law enforcement.
Well, you should have started off by saying that instead of this monkey.
Okay.
What, are you white?
Well,
are you white?
Let's retract this.
Well, he had a good point. Is that a racial comment?
No, absolutely not. It didn't have anything to do with race.
Yeah, hey, you hear that, man? She's one of them bad cops, man, that wants to, like, take out blacks and Mexicans.
Absolutely not.
Well, you called me a monkey.
Hold on.
Hold on. All right, give me your point of view, and then Dave will hear from you, okay?
Well, what about my point of view?
I've been listening to you. I want to hear from this cop here. Go ahead.
Phil, I'm coming in defense of the minorities, the majorities, the anything. This guy, what I said was he thinks like a caveman. Maybe I shouldn't have said he acts like a caveman. I don't know the guy.
But from the way he's talking on the air. You're racist, man.
Shut up, will you?
The way he's talking on the air is a little bit ridiculous. He gives all of us cops, anybody in law enforcement, a bad name.
I love cops, okay? My whole life I want to be a cop.
Okay. Let me ask you.
I want to be LAPD, though. I don't want to be no San Jose or nothing like that. I mean, nothing against San Jose. I know there's got good cops up there. Okay?
Just be quiet. What's the question, ma'am?
I guess what I'm worried about is that I'm hoping that this fella keeps going to college because Taco Bell's going to need a lot of cooks later on in life.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Taco Bell. And they're going
to
need somebody to position the dryers over ladies' hairs later on in life. So when you get washed out of the police force for calling people monkey.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling. All right, and you're starting all of this.
What I do?
You're starting it with all the name calling. That's why she called you a monkey, because you're coming on with this ridiculous point of view having to do with, hey, don't take it personally. It wasn't you, all right?
I didn't call nobody no name. I did call her skank, okay?
Don't go with the skank thing. And if she's a cop, then San Jose or whatever the hell it is in trouble.
Word to that, man. I want to be LAPD. I don't want to be SJPD. Sounds lame, is lame.
Never mind. El Paso on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? El Paso, hello? Gone? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Dave from Los Angeles about the Miami police tape showing these Miami-Dade cops kicking that guy in the head. And I'll tell you, we haven't gotten any closer to the answer to the question that I asked you. Is that proper police procedure?
I will say that if there's no videotape around, then it is, okay? If there's videotape around, you're going to have a whole lot of blacks going ape. I mean, and I don't mean that in no racial sense, but they're going to go ape-like or become ape-like because they think that it's happening to them. It ain't happening to you, man, just to that one dude. Jeez.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
what cops have to do.
1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Dave. He's an aspiring police officer. It's the Phil Hendry Show. What is a runner's fee again?
I told you.
Yeah, tell me again.
A runner's fee is when you get some turkey take off on you, like this turkey took off on Miami-Dade, all right, and he starts running away, man. Hey, man, you flee, you pay the fee, okay? So that means that's a runner's fee.
So the guy booting him in the head is a runner's fee.
Right. You pay a little extra. You want to take off, man? You want to turn it into evading arrest? You want to turn it into a flight to evade arrest? Okay, you pay a little extra, man. You got your workout, okay?
And it, well, to me, that doesn't sound professional.
But there's also a screen test, okay?
And what is a screen test?
You know the screen between the front seat of a police car and the back seat?
Yeah.
Well, you put some turkey in the back seat, man, who took off on you, and you're peeling out, and you hit the brakes real fast, and he gets the screen test.
And police officers do that, huh?
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you what else, man. I'm glad they do that, because that's just a little bit extra, man, to let that turkey know who the boss is, man. You know, who the boss is. And
a screen test.
That's what it is, man.
You hit the brakes, and the guy's face goes into the screen.
You got it. It's bitching, too, I'll tell you. I've been on some ride-alongs.
Well, I don't want to know about it, okay? 1-800-449-8686.
You mean you don't want to ask me which police department does it? It could be a scoop for you.
I don't want to know. Here's San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Jeez.
San Antonio. Hello. Yes, ma'am. You ever heard of a screen test?
I just have a comment for the gentleman.
You play, you pay, man. That's all I'm trying to say.
I got it. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I agree. You play, you pay.
You got it,
but
man.
But to a certain extent. Police officers are public servants, not private servants.
Well, what about the privacy that he should have when he's, like, you know, working a guy over or something? Shouldn't he get some privacy?
If the guy
What,
runs,
is he taking a dump? The guy's arresting somebody. What do you mean privacy?
Hey, man, I'm talking to the lady.
Okay, what? If the gentleman runs, if he's doing bad, if he's breaking the law, yes. And they have to use excessive force, yes.
Right.
But
so you agree with me?
Beating, yeah, excessive force, yes, but not kicking somebody in the head. That was unnecessary.
That's a runner's fee. That's all I'm saying, okay? He was a runner.
What do you mean a runner's fee, man? There's nothing in a police handbook about a runner's fee. There ain't anything in a police handbook about a screen test.
Well, I mean, the guy took off on him. What do you think a cop's going to do?
All right, thanks for your call, ma'am. She said she was related to police officers. She didn't sound like she knew anything. Here's Cypress on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I have something to say.
She was related to cops?
She said so. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
If it were somebody of his race that was being beaten,
uh-huh,
or somebody that he knew,
right,
how would he feel about this situation?
If I knew the guy?
Well,
I would say it was somebody
of your race, because you seem to be upset that
African-Americans
are upset because of this.
Well, what if it was somebody of
your race? Would that be any different to you?
If I don't know the guy, why do I care? He's some turkey that took off on the police, man. They busted heads to try to get this guy into custody. And this dude's driving fast and everything. What do I care? The problem with these videotapes, I think, is like African-American people like take it personal, man. Like, hey, he was busting on me. Do you know Rodney King?
Well,
no, you don't know. You had never had your head.
So if it was somebody you knew,
black
or
people,
if it was
all
somebody of your race, you wouldn't even care. It would not even matter.
He ain't me, man.
The same opinion.
He ain't me. I know my thing. I know black people get caught all the time. You know. I mean,
okay. What is your race?
I'm Mexican American. Okay.
Okay. If you saw a Mexican person getting beaten, you wouldn't have any feelings.
I wouldn't care. I couldn't care less. Why
so you're
I
not
care?
A compassionate person.
Hey, if that turkey
you don't care
is
about
breaking
people,
the law,
then why are you going to be a police officer?
What if he's breaking the law?
If he's breaking the law, he deserves to get it, man.
Well, I think excessive force does not need to be done.
It takes a lot of concentration to beat the crap out of some big black dude, so give the cops some privacy.
No, but you're making it a racial thing by calling it big black dude and all this type of stuff. Why can't it just be a person?
Well, it was a person. It was a black person.
No, but you're making it a racial thing by saying, oh, African-Americans are getting all bent out of shape. Why can't people get upset about the situation? You're making it into a racial thing.
Well, I don't hear white folks getting upset about it, man.
I've got a lot of white people calling and getting upset about it.
Yeah, but
they're just trying to, because they're getting invited to parties, man.
They don't want to look bad when they get invited to the parties of their black friends, you know.
You sound like an idiot. You really sound like a moron. I got you on this show.
No, seriously, man. You know, white people care about that black dude getting busted. They're all cheering them cops. It's the black folks that care, man. And I'm saying, what do you care? No white guy gives a big crap about Rodney King, man.
I think if people care about what happened to people, and I think you're not a very compassionate person. I think people who are compassionate should be in certain positions, like being a police officer. I don't think that that's a position that you belong in, because you have to be compassionate. You have to understand that it's not right to beat somebody Is it right to kill somebody because they broke the law when you could use different force?
Yes, it is.
I mean, you're making it seem like okay if he gets beaten in the head and,
right.
and, you know, you have to kill somebody,
right.
you know, because he stole some candy.
If I got to kill him, yeah.
Wait. What? A guy steals candy from a candy store.
I yell freeze. If he don't freeze, I put one in the back of his head. Yeah, that's me, man. That's me, man.
That's okay? Why you don't need to be a police officer.
My neighborhood's going to be clean. Some guy, you know, tries to steal some gum.
You'll cap him.
You got it.
That is ridiculous.
Why, man?
It's the principle of the matter.
You know,
different force you can use besides killing somebody over a piece of gum.
You know what a screen test is?
We already got the screen. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Here is Rialto on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me turn this down. Okay. Yes, I wanted to.
Do you know what a screen test is, ma'am?
You have a different person on the line.
Do you know what a screen test is?
This is not the person you were speaking to before, but what
was
the question?
Yes, it is the person I was speaking to before. And never mind about the screen test, Dave. What did you have to say, ma'am?
Yes, I'm calling from Rialto, and I'd just like to make a statement to this young man. First of all,
You know what a screen test is?
Forget the screen test.
Uh-huh. I was hoping this young man would take a tape of this program to his supposed law enforcement class. Because it would really interest me as to finding out whether the people that are teaching his class would like to see the demeanor that he's putting out on the radio. He's supposed to be...
I want to be a police officer.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
But the problem is that if you are going to go into the police...
All you folks are so reasonable and everything, man. Why don't you people understand what I'm saying, man?
Sir, you have to go
we
into
have to protect
the police
our society.
Enforcement. You have to go into police
Stuff like
enforcement...
That.
And you have to have some criteria. One of the things you need to be trained in is gender and ethnic sensitivity training. And listening
hey, lady,
to the way
you know
that
what?
You're
here's
speaking.
My here's my ethnic sensitivity. Some black guy runs from me. I got a billy stick and I got a lead lined booth, and I'll make
well,
his
that's
head.
Where we have
I will
problems.
I will
if
tenderize
to...
his head. And
yeah, okay, we got that you'll tenderize his head. All right, we're not getting anywhere with you, Dave. Thanks for your call, man. Thanks for your call, ma'am. Thanks for all of you people. I wanted a cop. I didn't want some kid. And what we got here is just a whole lot of hooey, including a cop has the right to privately bust on some guy's head. Good luck, Dave. Well, anyway, I saw the videotape. Looked okay to me. 1-800-449-8686. That ought to be the extent of our conversation about this. Gee, I saw those guys. They busted on that guy. Well, it looks okay to me. Well, they ran through a yard and they cracked on this guy's head. Eh. Better him than me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. So we got more cops beating guys, and it's just going to happen, okay? That's America. As long as we've got some guy with a videotape, some guy with a camera, as long as we have news people looking to make some news, we're going to be following you guys. If you're a cop, just keep it clean. What do you mean runner's fee? Sounds funny, though. See, I see that, and I react maybe as a typical white man in America, and I differentiate based upon my race because somehow I just think that other folks probably wouldn't agree. People of color wouldn't agree. I don't know. Why do I say that? Am I a racist? No, I believe it. I just honestly believe. I see that, and I go, looks like some cops doing their job. They shouldn't have kicked the guy in the head, but I can understand their anger. And what's that dirtbag doing with a stolen license plate? It's a lot of typical stuff. I should start thinking a little bit more about it. So until I begin to formulate any intelligent and adult thought on the matter, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But in the future, that Dave kid, Mike, with his law enforcement degree, and it'll take me another year, and do you know what a screen test is? That's the kind of cop he wants to be, dishing out screen tests. So I will tell you and talk with you about things that I know a little bit about, and that's watching television, specifically the Olympics. And are they tomorrow? It's tomorrow, the Olympics. And, man, it's going to be tense. It's going to be tight. It's going to be some astounding athletic competition to see whether or not anybody can get within 100 points there of that dream team. Boy, I remember watching the Olympics when it was actually cool because it was the Soviet Union, and they had those red jackets, and they had the hammer and sickle, and they all would march in with their little gymnastic teams, big muscular guys, really hot-looking little gymnastic chicks, or they had their basketball team, all these white guys, big, tall white dudes that could play, and they could play so well, they put the fear of Jesus into all these black cats we had playing for us. Now, that's what I'm talking about. There's only one all-white team that you could field that would put the fear of Christ himself into a full black basketball team, and that's a team from Russia. Soviet Union. Because those guys go out and win. They won. They beat us in 72 by a point. They were scary. Then let's talk about the Soviet, and not Russia, the Soviet hockey teams. These were machines. These were professional hockey players. Red Army. The Red Army hockey team. They were bad dudes. Bad dudes. And they had pole vaulters. And they had guys talking about... See, here's the thing. My wife falls into the same trap that so many other people fall into. She's not a racist. She hasn't got a racist bone in her body, according to her. But she swears to God, black folks are faster than white folks. And I said, excuse me, did you ever used to get a load of that East German track team they had? They were about as white as they got. Those cats smoked everybody that we had. Did you ever look at those Soviets? White, lily white, smoking people in 100 meters. Now, I don't know what they're feeding their white kids over there, but don't be giving me this whole thing about, well, you know, black people have that extra bone and they have an extra muscle and they got an extra rear end or something. They got three butt cheeks. I don't know what it is. The hell with that, man. They got all those white boys over in Russia smoking the best black guy we got. Now, what are you talking about? Oh, and you know, blacks, much better at basketball. Really? Look at those freaking Lithuanians. What's up with that? And those Croatians and those Ukrainians, those guys are deadly. I mean, those cats, they're paying them enough money to buy whole towns over there to come over here and play basketball. I used to love those days when it was the Soviet Union because it was awesome. You know, they would boycott at 84. We boycotted 80. It was some bad blood. And we had some really cool competition, and especially... when it was USSR versus USA basketball, we had those hockey game or hockey, the hockey games, like the gold medal in 80 when Al Michaels was foisted upon us for the first time. And now what do we got? We got America rolling in there with all these heavy-osity kind of basketball players, badass track dudes, built that whole training facility in Oregon or Colorado or Wyoming or wherever the freaking air is clean. All those guys are eating all that wheat flakes and all that Yul Gibbons crap, and they're growing 86 feet tall, 6,000 feet wide. Guy can throw a freaking shot put 8 miles, and we're all got the Budweiser commercial going, yes, going for the gold, America. He's our hope. What hope, man? If the dude doesn't come in first busting every world record, every national record ever known, the guy ought to be brought back over to America and drugged behind a Jeep. That's what do you mean, the hope? The hope of America rests... What? If the guy don't win a gold... If we don't come back with every gold medal, we got to take the whole Olympic team and... what do you think's a good torture? You guys can't lose! You can't... Now, what they got over there in Russia... These guys, they got a training complex that's, what, a barn or something? They got an old airplane hangar. The guys are drinking, you know, out of a tap. They've got shoes that were like Steve... They pulled them off of Steve Prefontaine's feet... They've got, you know, they got. Did you see the thing about the soccer team from Peru or something? They're training out on a in a field. Is it like a cow pasture where they're training? They're training out in the dirt in a vacant lot. We got everything, man. I miss the days when it was like real. You didn't know whether we'd win or not because we had the big bad Soviet Union. Boy, you guys, how I wish there was still a Cold War. How I wish there was still the threat of nuclear holocaust hanging over this nation. Because, oh, and by the way, speaking of the Middle East, you know how you solve that Jerusalem problem? A-bomb. We've had it for a while. You go ahead and drop an A-bomb on Jerusalem and go, okay, have at it. You can have it. All you guys who were fighting over the city there, it's yours. And I'm telling you right now, when I went to the Olympics in 84, they had them in L.A. I got tickets. I went to the Olympics in 84, and I saw, I got basketball. Did you go to 84? You went to track and field? I saw Mary Slaney fall on her rear end after Zola Budd ran up her leg or whatever her problem was. You know, Zola Budd didn't do anything wrong. And I saw the basketball, I saw and I saw the boxing. And the boxing was outstanding. I mean, I saw Evander Holyfield and Pernell Whitaker and Willie DeWitt, and there was a few fighters, a whole Paul Gonzalez, a lot of good fighters. And then I saw basketball, and I saw Egypt. I saw the early round games. That's what I had tickets for. Egypt versus France. And I'm thinking, boy, this was real cornball. I wish I had tickets for the gold medal round where America's really going to kick some butt against. I don't know who we played, China. Now I'm wondering, you know what? I hope Egypt wins this. I'm going for Egypt. They had uniforms. They were so poor that when the players sweat into their uniforms, the yellow numerals they had dripped down the front of the jersey. That's how cheap the Egyptian uniforms were. And the French weren't much better. Now, I'm hoping Egypt goes for the gold in basketball. Is there any chance at all that Egypt can beat the Dream Team? Who do we got now? A Shaq and the greatest? What do we got, like robots playing? What's our dream freaking team? Doesn't matter. They're all professionals, and they're going to win. So I would just simply say this. It was much cooler when Russia was threatening to drop an ICBM into our lap every 5 seconds because they were bugged. You know, they were bugged by the fact that we wanted to go pro with the basketball team. It was much cooler, much more interesting. But anyway, I'll turn it on tomorrow night, and I'll hope that just maybe every now and again an American loses. I have nothing. I love my country, but you know, I want to see some of those up close and personal profiles. Right after the tinkling piano music fades away, the guy like tears a muscle or something, or goes down big time. Remember that Eric Heiden dude in the speed skating? He's going to win this one for his sister. He never did win that one for his sister, by the way. I think it's been 12 years he ain't won one for his sister. I love that. I became a big fan of his after he didn't win it for his sister. Oh, he did win? He didn't win crap. He said he wanted to win it for his sister, and he blew it. The first time, he fell on his rear end. And then the second time, I think he went through the wall out into the parking lot. It was a speed skating thing. And he'd get going, and then he'd go right through the wall into the parking lot. And Eric Heiden, they're supposed to go around, but Eric went right straight through the wall, and he's out in the parking lot, face down. Then a third time he couldn't make the turn, and he went sailing into a popcorn stand. Then a fourth time he went, yeah, he did. He just kept trying to go around that track, and he couldn't get it going in circles. He wound up like sitting in the bed of somebody's truck out in the parking lot, crying, and ABC interviewing him saying, better luck next time, Eric. You think it's going to work for you? I don't know what the hell's wrong. Anyway, come on over to my house. I got the Olympics on tomorrow night. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.